Now to reckless driving nationwide and here in Wisconsin. Despite fewer miles driven last year, more people died in car crashes in 2020 than in 2019. And according to the nonprofit National Safety Council, the rate of death on the roads last year surged 24% year over year. Have you driven less during the pandemic? Did you notice more speeders when you do drive? What concerns do you have about highway safety? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. David Pabst is director of the Bureau of Transportation Safety and Technical Services in the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. David, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
Good morning. What is this uptick looking like? Give us some context here. What do the numbers in fatal crashes look like here in Wisconsin?
Well, in Wisconsin, over 2019, we've seen a 7% increase. So we went from 543 or so in 2019 to close to 590-some for 2020. And those numbers are preliminary, but it does show a disturbing increase in fatalities of over 7%.
Yeah, disturbing increase. What do you think is behind it?
Well, it's about risk-taking. People during COVID have been cooped up. Alcohol use has been increased, and so we've seen an uptick in total fatalities, but also alcohol-related fatalities have gone quite higher.
So what is your sense of how you go about finding solutions, what to do about it?
Well, it is a challenge, and it takes the whole state. You know, we have to have a culture change. Now, over the last 20 years, we've reduced alcohol-related fatalities in half or better, but we still have a long ways to go. So any drunk driving is of course, not acceptable. And we have to get everyone to buy into the fact. It's always that hard percentage to get to change their minds that it's the wrong thing to do and that there are alternatives to driving. And to that end, we have programs. Of course, we have enforcement programs, but we have rideshare programs that we sponsor so people can just call and get a safe ride home if they're imbibing and are impaired.
Does law enforcement presence, you know, patrol cars on highways, does that correlate with levels of speeding or reckless driving or crashes?
Well, sure, there is a correlation. You know, the more presence you have, the more effective it is. And one of our countermeasures that works, and the feds support this at a great degree, is enforcement. But there's also the educational component. And when COVID hit, a lot of the people that are risk averse and that want to be safe, you know, stayed home.
Mm-hmm.
And had the ability to telework. And then there are those sets of people that have a lot of time on their hands and they've decided that, you know, they're not risk averse. So the biggest problem we have are young males between 16 and 35 years old. They're still out there taking risks. And with the less traffic and more room to move, we saw this huge uptick in speeding. So speeding has become a problem in our state and in the rest of the country.
So when you say young males between the ages of 16 and 35, how do you reach this group and try to just show what the outcomes can be if they take these risks on the road?
Well, as parents of young males, an example, that's one thing that we can all do. But there is no social stigma for speeding like there is for drunk driving. And so somehow we have to change the culture. And to that end, we kind of direct some of our media efforts towards the media platforms that the young males will use and try to target the information that we give them that, you know, make that right decision if it's not for you. That sort of thing. So you have to kind of shift the culture that speeding is just as dangerous and causing as many problems as drunk driving or distracted driving.
We're talking with David Pabst, who's director of the Bureau of Transportation Safety and Technical Services in the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, as we look at reckless driving and the uptick in the number of fatal crashes. Chris is joining us from Adams. Hi, Chris. What are your thoughts?
Hi. We had a 58-car pileup on the highway, I think it was 2 weeks ago, from a snowburst. And if you take a look at the video, it's just absolutely terrifying. People don't seem to understand what they need to do in these kinds of situations because there were lots of people doing lots of stupid stuff. And I'm surprised that more people weren't killed. A semi went careening down the highway sideways and ended up on the other side of the road. And people are just driving too fast. I mean, that's just part
just
of it.
Just too fast. Chris, thank you. David, what do you see about pileups? Chris, recounting a 58-car pileup.
Yeah, that was a horrific crash and set of circumstances. The winter squalls came in and, you know, whiteout conditions, and people were caught unawares. And truly, people need to slow down. You know, speed limits are set for ideal conditions. And you can't go 65 or 70 or whatever the speed limit is in the area you're at when you have snow. You just can't. Mm-hmm. Have to slow down. So she's absolutely right. People need to slow down.
People have their phones with them basically at all times. How has distracted driving become more of a factor?
Well, you know, we're connected to our devices even more now since the pandemic. And I really think it's hard for us to slow down. New campaign called Buckle Up, Phone Down. There's two pieces together about using your seatbelt and paying attention to what it is you're doing, which is driving. It's so important. Put the phone in the glove box, turn it off, set the message to automatically reply that you're driving, you can't respond, and just leave the phone alone.
Hey,
pay attention to a text or some message. You are cognitively blind for about 25 seconds, so you are really not able to focus on what's going on and aren't necessarily aware of what's happening around you as you're driving.
Wow, cognitively blind for, you said 25 seconds?
Right, so if you respond to a text or a message, your brain is engaged, so you may be seeing the road and driving on autopilot, but you're not really seeing what you're looking at. And so it takes about 25 seconds to get back to normal where you're fully engaged in the driving task.
That's very concerning, very scary. David, we're having a little bit of trouble hearing you, so making sure you can speak directly into your phone. I want to ask you, though, about reckless driving. It's been a huge concern in Milwaukee. How is your department collaborating there to find solutions in Milwaukee?
We're working with the Milwaukee Sheriff's Office and the Milwaukee Police Department and the other areas. We have task forces there that we use. There is a reckless driving reduction initiative that the State Patrol participates in with them as well. And we're trying to get some community buy-in at the local level, the grassroots level, because there's a lot of concern at all levels of government and also by the public in Milwaukee to try to curb this. And again, it's young males that we have to get their attention. And so, yes, we're using enforcement, but we're also using community campaigns and, you know, putting billboards, if you will, rolling billboards on buses. We've done that in the past just to try to get people's attention that this is a serious problem that we all have to contribute to making a difference.
You know, when you look at the design of roads, the signage, the dangerous intersections, how can you approach this through how you design our roads and highways?
Right. Well, you know, we use data. The Department of Transportation is really strong on data-driven decisions. So we manage our pavement electronically, you know, we drive over them and we read what condition they're in. We try to target where money goes to make improvements. And you notice Wisconsin is a huge adopter of roundabouts, and they really made a difference in highway safety. Yes, you do have some crashes, but they're always glancing blows instead of T-bone crashes, which are really, really dangerous. And so we are making improvements, you know, having interaction with the vehicles. You know, in the future, we're going to have a lot more interaction of the vehicles with the infrastructure so that things are coordinated, so that the traffic lights are all coordinated even better than they are now. And so I see the future as being really bright when it comes to that.
Just lastly here, May being National Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, what do you want drivers to bear in mind with motorcycles on the road?
Well, we had an uptick in fatalities last year of motorcycles, a lot of people out enjoying the freedom that it gave them. But you have to wear your gear, you know. You have to wear your gear all the time, and you also have to be conspicuous. You have to be seen. And as operators of four-wheeled vehicles and trucks, we have to be aware that they're out there, and we have to look twice at intersections, look twice and make sure that we are seeing them because they are easy to miss because they are small.
And as the weather warms, people get vaccinated, what would you like Wisconsinites to bear in mind regarding safe driving as we slowly make our way out of the pandemic and jump back in our cars?
Well, remember, the easiest and the biggest impact you can have on highway safety right now is wear your seatbelt. That way, if anything does happen due to an error on your part or anybody else, you are protected by the vehicle. And just remember, slow down, pay attention to what you're doing, and don't drive impaired. Let someone else give you a ride.
David, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
David Pabst is Director of the Bureau of Transportation Safety and Technical Services in the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.